A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 32. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, sehr gut, danke. We're delighted to be back with another episode. This is the second episode in our series of a soap opera to finish off Coffee Break German Season 2. Now, thank you for your comments so far. Mm-hmm. You've had lots of positive comments over the past couple of weeks since we released Episode 31. And we're delighted that you're enjoying this soap opera and hearing the German in a context, hearing what you've learned already in a context. And we'll be continuing with this today.
Marc, was ist eine Soap Opera auf Deutsch?
Oh, das weiß ich nicht.
Eine Seifenoper.
Really? Just a literal translation?
Yeah, genau.
Eine Seifenoper. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know. I was trying to think of some kind of word from another language that I know and putting it into there. But yeah, I like the Spanish version, un culebrón.
Oh, wow, super.
Culebrón. Now, I think this has something to do with, it's like saying a big snake. Mm-hmm. Una culebra, a snake. Un culebrón is a big snake.
Yeah.
And I think it's something to do with the storyline snaking in and out, with sort of winding paths of a soap opera. Obviously, you can say telenovela as well in Spanish. Is that word used in German?
Yes, we have in recent years had German telenovelas.
Okay.
And we make a distinction between a Seifenoper and a telenovela. So the Seifenoper can go on forever.
Right.
And whereas the telenovela has an end.
Ah, okay.
Which so is already written.
Right, yeah, I see.
So we use die Telenovela. We used it. There have been a few programs on German television.
Excellent. Well, we've got our own. This would be a telenovela because there is definitely a, well, there's not
well,
an end.
We don't
such.
Know.
No,
we don't
really
know.
Well, anyway, let's focus on what's happening today. We're on our second episode, and there's going to be a new character in here called Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And you may well recognize Alex's voice. That's all we'll say for now. Let's get on with the show. Los geht's.
Genau, auf geht's.
This episode begins with Carola, Philipp and Miriam in the flat.
Also tschüss ihr zwei, ich muss mich beeilen. Meine Vorlesung beginnt in 30 Minuten.
Tschüss Carola, bis später.
Tschüss, wir sehen uns dann im Café Sonnenhof um 12:30, ja?
Klar, bis dann.
Trefft ihr euch im Café? Vielleicht komme ich auch. Ich habe heute frei.
Du hast es gut. Ich arbeite im Café Sonnenhof. Meine Schicht beginnt um 11.
Toll, du hast einen Teilzeitjob. Ich suche auch Arbeit. Letztes Jahr habe ich bei uns im Pub gearbeitet.
Du könntest dich im Pub in der Schillerstraße bewerben. Die suchen oft Mitarbeiter, die Englisch sprechen.
Ja, gute Idee. Ich gehe gleich mal hin.
Hi, kann ich dir helfen?
Hallo, ich bin Philipp. Ich suche einen Job als Kellner. Ist etwas frei?
Hast du einen Lebenslauf dabei?
Ja, klar, hier.
Okay, du kommst aus Schottland. Da sprichst du wohl auch fließend Englisch.
Ja, genau.
Das ist gut. Viele unserer Gäste sprechen kein Deutsch und kommen extra hierher, weil sie Englisch sprechen können.
Ja, das hört sich gut an. Ich finde es auch einfacher, Englisch zu sprechen.
Du musst natürlich erst mit dem Chef sprechen. Hast du diese Woche mal Zeit für ein Vorstellungsgespräch? Und dann müssten wir einen Termin finden, damit wir dir das Kassensystem und so weiter zeigen können.
Ja, ich könnte morgen kommen. In der Früh. Geht das?
Warte, ich schau mal im Kalender. Ja, morgen um 10 ist der Chef da und hat noch keinen Termin. Ich notiere das gleich mal.
Super, danke. Soll ich morgen einfach hierher kommen?
Ja, genau. Wenn vorne zu ist, einfach hinten beim Liefereingang klingeln.
Alles klar, danke. Dann bis morgen.
Tschüss, bis morgen.
Okay, so we've now heard our second episode of our soap opera, and we have also been introduced to a new character, the character of Alex, played, as I'm sure you have recognised, by Thomas from Coffee Break German Season 1. It's great to have Thomas back with us for this final section of Coffee Break German Season 2, and a nice accent.
Yes, indeed. We are in Munich with our soap opera, and Thomas has just the right accent, a nice Bavarian accent, for a soap opera in Munich.
Absolutely. And it's great to hear different accents as we explore the parts of this story.
Indeed.
Right. Let us think, first of all, what this episode is about. And I'm going to give you a quick summary in English about the story in this episode. We begin with our three friends in the flat, and they arrange to meet later in the Café Sonnenhof, where Miriam is actually working. Now, this gets Philip thinking he's also looking for a part-time job, and he mentions that he's worked in a pub before. Miriam suggests a pub where they're looking for English speakers. So he goes off to the pub, and that's where he meets Alex, who works there. Philip hands in his CV, and he's asked to come along for an interview with the chef, who's not the chef, but the boss, the next day. Okay, Andrea. Should we go back through the episode and listen to the different sections of this episode?
Yes, that's a very good idea.
We'll split it into four again and we'll listen to a section and then talk about the language in that
Super.
Section.
Also, tschüss ihr zwei. Ich muss mich beeilen. Meine Vorlesung beginnt in 30 Minuten.
Tschüss, Carola. Bis später.
Tschüss. Wir sehen uns dann im Café Sonnenhof um 12:30, ja?
Klar, bis dann.
Trefft ihr euch im Café? Vielleicht komme ich auch. Ich habe heute frei.
Du hast es gut.
So, Mark, was ist passiert?
Okay, in this first section, the three flatmates are talking. I think Carola's heading out to university.
Genau.
And then she makes an arrangement to see the others, or at least to see Miriam, is it?
Ja, nur Miriam.
Okay, and they make an arrangement to see Miriam at 12:30.
Bist du sicher, Mark?
At 12:30, sorry.
Genau.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Okay, also 12:30 is 12:30. Und was macht Philipp heute?
Well, I think he said that he's got a day off. He's free.
Ja, genau. Ich habe heute frei.
So is he asking to go along?
Yes, he wants to join them.
He
is suggesting, maybe I could come too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah?
So when he says, I'm free today, what does Miriam think about that?
Yeah, she thinks he's very lucky.
Okay, let's find out more about why she thinks he's lucky and we'll listen to the next section.
Du hast es gut. Ich arbeite im Café Sonnenhof. Meine Schicht beginnt 11:00.
Toll, du hast einen Teilzeitjob. Ich suche auch Arbeit. Letztes Jahr habe ich bei uns im Pub gearbeitet.
Du könntest dich im Pub in der Schillerstraße bewerben. Die suchen oft Mitarbeiter, die Englisch sprechen.
Ah, gute Idee. Ich gehe gleich mal hin.
Okay, so does Miriam have a job herself?
Ja, genau. So Miriam works at the Café Sonnenhof.
Where they're going to be meeting later.
Yes,
okay.
But she's obviously thinking, wow, Philip has a day off. That's great. I don't. Mm-hmm. I have to work at the Café Sonnenhof. But Philip, on the other hand... he thinks Miriam is very lucky. Why do you think he thinks that?
Well, I think he's looking for work.
Genau.
Did he say, ich suche Arbeit?
Genau, ich suche auch Arbeit. I too look for work.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And Miriam has a suggestion. What does she suggest?
Well, I think there's a pub somewhere. Is it Schillerstraße?
Genau.
And I think Miriam's suggesting that they're looking for people that speak English, is that
genau,
right?
Genau, genau. Super.
Okay.
Because we've looked at this in the previous episode, that a pub is a place, there is a cultural vibe in there, and that's why maybe a lot of expats
So
go to the pub because they can speak English there.
Right, so they will go to a kind of English-style pub because that's where they can speak English and order their beers and so on.
Genau.
Okay, so, well, I guess Philip is going to try that out. He's going to have a look and visit this pub and see if that's a possibility for some work.
Genau.
Okay, so the next section of the conversation takes place in the pub. With Alex, the person who works in the pub, but we're going to have a listen to that after our break.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, welcome back. We are at the pub today, or at least we're just about to arrive at the pub with Philip, who's going to talk to Alex about the possibility of working in the pub. Let's listen to the first half of their conversation.
Hi, kann ich dir helfen?
Hallo, ich bin Philip. Ich suche einen Job als Kellner. Ist etwas frei?
Hast du einen Lebenslauf dabei?
Ja, klar, hier.
Okay, du kommst aus Schottland. Da sprichst du wohl auch fließend Englisch.
Ja, genau.
Das ist gut. Viele unserer Gäste sprechen kein Deutsch und kommen extra hierher, weil sie Englisch sprechen können.
Ja, das hört sich gut an. Ich finde es auch einfacher, Englisch zu sprechen.
Okay, so we're now in the pub. Ja, wir sind im Pub und wir hören das Gespräch zwischen Alex und Philip.
Ja,
we hear the conversation between Alex and Philip. And have you noticed something in particular that happens just at the start of this conversation?
Well, again, being a little bit obsessed with du and sie.
You know?
I, again, was a little bit surprised that Alex said, kann ich dir helfen and not kann ich ihnen helfen?
Genau.
So what's the situation here?
So we can imagine that Alex is also a young person, mm-hmm. maybe in his 20s.
Okay.
And Philip is a similar age, and it's an informal atmosphere. It's at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be totally normal to say, kann ich dir helfen? Yeah. So if Alex said, kann ich Ihnen helfen? Philip might even be a bit offended.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Because yeah, that makes him a bit older than he is.
Okay.
But anyway, nice.
That's why I like playing Philip. You know, I'm young
yes,
and cool,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, yes, exactly. But you are, Mark.
Typecast.
You
yeah,
are,
perfect.
Mark, yeah. But obviously, nice Dativ, yeah? Kann ich dir helfen? Ja, du kannst mir helfen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So that is very normal conversation, yeah.
Okay. So am I right in thinking Philip specified that he's looking for a job as a waiter?
Genau, ein Kellner.
Kellner,
ja,
okay.
Ein Kellner ist a waiter. Barmann, das gibt es auch.
Okay.
So der Barmann, ja. But maybe there is table service at this pub. Und Kellner mm-hmm. geht immer. Kellner is always appropriate.
It always
yeah.
works. Okay, okay. So in this section, Alex asked for something. He said, hast du... einen Lebenslauf dabei.
Yeah, what do you think is a Lebenslauf?
Well, again, I'm thinking of what it means. So Leben is mm-hmm. life. And mm-hmm. Is it Lebenslauf? So Lauf of the life.
Yeah.
Lauf is something to do with running.
Yes. So it's a summary of your life.
So it's your
resume.
CV. A resume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you got your resume? And Philip gives that over.
So then Alex realizes from Philip's resume or CV that he's from Scotland and assumes that he speaks English, mm-hmm. yeah? And what word does he use to describe Philipp's command of English?
Did he say fließend?
Genau, fließend. Was ist fließend?
Fließend is fluent. Is it literally flowing?
Yes.
Yes. Flowing English. Fluent English.
Yes, flowing English. That's what we actually say. And can you be fließend?
I don't know. Can you be fließend or do you have to speak fließend in German?
Yes, so you have to speak fließend, yeah.
Right.
So we don't have this, I am fluent in, bin fließend. Das gibt es nicht, ja. Ich spreche fließend Englisch, ich spreche fließend Deutsch. Yeah.
Perhaps one day.
Yeah. And what is the opposite of fließend?
Ooh, schlecht.
Ha. Nein, wir sagen gebrochen.
Gebrochen?
Ja.
So broken down.
Ja, ja. So, ich spreche gebrochen Deutsch oder auch ich spreche gebrochenes Deutsch.
Why two different types?
I don't know.
Okay, ich spreche gebrochen or gebrochenes Deutsch.
Ja,
My grandmother, who was Italian and who lived in Scotland most of her life, she always talked about the fact that her Italian was broken dun. She spoke broken dun Italian.
Okay. Well, I guess the gebrochen und gebrochenes is like the fluent or fluently. So she speaks fluent English. Mm-hmm. She speaks English fluently.
Okay, that's really useful stuff.
Okay, so, and then we hear that Alex thinks it's great that Philipp speaks English. Have you noticed why?
Do they get lots of English customers?
Yes. So as we said earlier,
English-speaking customers.
Yeah, as we said earlier, a lot of expats who speak English as their mother tongue or as their second language go to pubs because they can speak English.
Okay.
Philipp is also pleased that he can speak English at his work. Why?
Well, I guess he finds it easier.
Yes. So he says, I also find it easier to speak English. Ich finde es auch einfacher, Englisch zu sprechen.
Okay, let's listen to the final section in which Alex explains the process that Philipp's going to have to go through in terms of an application for the job.
Du musst natürlich erst mit dem Chef sprechen. Hast du diese Woche mal Zeit für ein Vorstellungsgespräch? Und dann müssten wir einen Termin finden, damit wir dir das Kassensystem und so weiter zeigen können.
Ja, ich könnte morgen kommen. In der Früh. Geht das?
Warte, ich schau mal im Kalender. Ja, morgen um 10 ist der Chef da und hat noch keinen Termin. Ich notiere das gleich mal.
Super, danke. Soll ich morgen einfach hierher kommen?
Ja, genau. Wenn vorne zu ist, einfach hinten beim Liefereingang klingeln.
Alles klar, danke. Dann bis morgen.
Tschüss, bis morgen.
Okay, so am I right in thinking that Alex has said that Philip's going to have to speak to the boss?
Genau.
The chef.
Yeah, so he has a Vorstellungsgespräch.
An
interview, a job interview. And he has to speak to the chef, the boss. And then in case this is a successful Vorstellungsgespräch, they would have to find another appointment to discuss, you know, the till and other processes in the pub.
Okay. So, do they make an arrangement?
Yes. Have you heard when?
I think it's tomorrow morning. Is that right?
Exactly. So, in der Früh.
Early
in der
on.
Früh,
yeah.
In the morning. At what time?
I think it was 10 o'clock.
Yes, exactly. Ja, morgen 10. And the boss is also there. And he doesn't have a Termin yet. A Termin.
An appointment. A meeting.
An appointment, yes. Great. Okay.
Was there some kind of instruction about coming behind, like coming to the back entrance of the pub or something like that?
Yes. And so in case the front entrance is closed, Alex tells Philipp to come to the back entrance. And very often the back entrance is the delivery entrance. So der Liefereingang. Another word would be der Lieferanteneingang. So you would see or hear both.
Yep.
And der Lieferant is the delivery person.
Okay.
So it's the entrance for the delivery person. Oder der Liefereingang is the delivery entrance.
I understand. Okay, I think what we should do now is listen to the entire conversation again. And this time, hopefully, you'll understand a little more about what's going on. Let's have a listen.
Also tschüss, ihr zwei. Ich muss mich beeilen. Meine Vorlesung beginnt in 30 Minuten.
Tschüss, Carola. Bis später.
Tschüss. Wir sehen uns dann im Café Sonnenhof um 12:30, ja?
Klar, bis dann.
Trefft ihr euch im Café? Vielleicht komme ich auch. Ich habe heute frei.
Du hast es gut. Ich arbeite im Café Sonnenhof. Meine Schicht beginnt um 11.
Toll, du hast einen Teilzeitjob. Ich suche auch Arbeit. Letztes Jahr habe ich bei uns im Pub gearbeitet.
Du könntest dich im Pub in der Schillerstraße bewerben. Die suchen oft Mitarbeiter, die Englisch sprechen.
Ja, gute Idee. Ich gehe gleich mal hin.
Hi, kann ich dir helfen?
Hallo, ich bin Philipp. Ich suche einen Job als Kellner. Ist etwas frei?
Hast du einen Lebenslauf dabei?
Ja, klar, hier.
Okay, du kommst aus Schottland. Da sprichst du wohl auch fließend Englisch.
Ja, genau.
Das ist gut. Viele unserer Gäste sprechen kein Deutsch und kommen extra hierher, weil sie Englisch sprechen können.
Ja, das hört sich gut an. Ich finde es auch einfacher, Englisch zu sprechen.
Du musst natürlich erst mit dem Chef sprechen. Hast du diese Woche mal Zeit für ein Vorstellungsgespräch? Und dann müssten wir einen Termin finden, damit wir dir das Kassensystem und so weiter zeigen können.
Ja, ich könnte morgen kommen. In der Früh. Geht das?
Warte, ich schau mal im Kalender. Ja, morgen um 10 ist der Chef da und hat noch keinen Termin. Ich notiere das gleich mal.
Super, danke. Soll ich morgen einfach hierher kommen?
Ja, genau. Wenn vorne zu ist, einfach hinten beim Liefereingang klingeln.
Alles klar, danke. Dann bis morgen.
Tschüss, bis morgen.
Okay, that's it for this episode of Coffee Break German. As we explained last time, our bonus episode explains everything in detail. We go through the whole text and talk about the language used, any constructions used, and look at new vocabulary and so on. And that's part of our bonus materials. And the bonus materials also include, of course, the lesson notes and the video version of this lesson where you can see all the words on the screen of your device. You can find out all you need to know about all of that at coffeebreakgerman.com.
And of course, don't forget that you can follow Coffee Break German on social media. We are Learn German on Twitter and search for Coffee Break German on Facebook for our regular cultural and language challenges. And keep up with all of us here at Coffee Break on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages.
The Coffee Break Languages team, yes, we do indeed post regular photos of recording sessions on Instagram and all the other stuff that we get up to all the time. So do check us out on Instagram and also check us out on YouTube. If you've not done so yet, make sure you're following us on YouTube and you subscribe to our channel, where you can get regular language learning videos and also tips on how to learn languages from the Coffee Break team. For now, that's it. We'll be back next time with another episode and a new character. So until then, tschüss.
Bis dann.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.